I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Lucent Technologies makes both telephones to use in the home and the hugely complicated network systems that allow them to function. This week, the company made an announcement. It's going to cut health benefits to another 5,000 retired employees and their families. This is another in a string of corporate benefit takebacks. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Tess, can employees do anything to force companies to give out what's been promised to them?
Well, it depends what's being taken away. In this instance with Lucent, again, you're talking about health benefits. Retirees were getting free insurance for their dependents. Now they're going to have to pay their own premiums. I talked with Paul Fronston at the Employee Benefit Research Institute, and he says at this point in time, it's doubtful that a retiree has any legal recourse.
When a former employer cuts back on retiree health benefits, basically what it comes down to is whether or not the employer reserved the right to cut benefits for retirees in its plan documents. Most employers at this point in time have reserved the right to do so because of some expensive lessons they learned in the 1990s.
And by the way, one of the reasons that Lucent cited for this move is that a lot of its competitors are in countries like France and Germany and Canada, where healthcare is funded at least in part by the government there.
What about pensions, Tess? Those usually are seen as pretty much as guaranteed, but at least for some airline employees recently, even those are not there.
Yeah, usually if you're vested in your pension plan, your employer cannot cut your benefits. But as we've seen, there are some exceptions to that, the biggest one being if your employer winds up in bankruptcy, which is what has happened with United Airlines, US Air. Those companies have basically said that they're not going to pay any more into their pension plans, and in fact, they may scrap them altogether and turn them over to the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. That's the federal agency that's really the backstop for all these pension plans. But in that case, you're not going to get everything you thought was coming to you.
So what can these employees do?
Well, in terms of the cuts in health care benefits, they're just going to have to pay those premiums, maybe get some private insurance if they can. For retirement and pension cuts, the key thing is to do something before this happens, and that is diversify. Never, ever count on that pension as your sole source of retirement income. In most pension plans and retirement plans, employers will put in writing that they reserve the right to make changes in the future. That contract with you, the employee, is not binding. And in terms of the folks who are now left out in the cold without these retirement plans, unfortunately, as we've said, there's really no recourse for them. They're going to have to find some other way to fund their retirements. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, Alex, we're looking at the process of turning over the keys to the family business.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.